Joining us once again is our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. Kim, as we look at the markets this week, soybeans really seem to be leading the way. Can you talk us through the action of the week?
Well, earlier in the week, soybeans were up 60 cents on trading one day. Of course, they closed down about 30 cents off the top, but still 29 cents higher for the day. Corn followed them up relatively close. Wheat kind of slightly higher, but didn't go up like the corn did. The basic thing going on there is just weather.
Okay. Now, this isn't really what we'd expect to see out of corn right now since we've got such a supply. What's going on there?
Yeah, if you look what's going on out the 2013-14 crop year, soybean stocks are expected to remain well below average. You've had weather problems with beans, and they're lowering the expected production, and therefore they're starting to ration soybeans right now. Corn, we're looking at ending stocks 1.8 billion plus, going up from just over 700 million this year. More than sufficient amounts of corn next year. But the underlying factor is the value of the land for corn and the value of the land for beans. And if that corn-bean price ratio gets out of line, the market is concerned as you get out to the 14 crop that we're not going to have enough corn produced and have more beans. So that price relationship out in the future is still playing into effect. And of course, wheat, with the excitement in those other two markets, wheat goes up a little bit, but nothing like happening in corn and beans.
Let's talk about the movement we really saw in wheat this week. What's happening there?
Well, you know, wheat, you go back a couple of weeks, we was talking about it's trading in the bottom half of that sideways pattern between $6.93 to $7.26 on that December contract. It's back down to that $6.93 level. It's challenging that support price. If we break through that and we trade below that $6.93 on next Monday or Tuesday, then I think we're down good for another 30 cents down.
All right, so then thinking for producers, we're looking at possibly going down. We also have a big WASDE report coming out next week. What kind of advice do you have for them?
Well, you look at that WASDE report coming out next Thursday. That's an important report. The big news is going to be on corn and beans, not wheat. If you wheat producers have wheat in the bin and can't afford 30 or 40 cent lower prices, they probably ought to sell some of it now.
All right, good advice as always. Kim Anderson, the grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.